CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. At least six people are confirmed dead tonight, with about another dozen hurt as strong storms batter central Tennessee. WTVF reporter Nikki Hauser is in Clarksville.
This tornado came through with such strength to wipe these homes completely out. All tonight we've seen homes that are damaged on their roofs, the windows, in the yard, their cars, but nothing quite like this scene. Just homes completely gone.
That narrow but strong and long line of storms has been over an area from Ontario, Canada, all the way south to Louisiana and Texas. Turning to the Middle East war triggered by the Hamas terror attack on Israel in early October, just over 2 months ago, correspondent Remy Innocencio is in Tel Aviv.
Soldiers targeting militants in Jabalia. In Israel's mission to destroy Hamas, but destroying families too. Some here forced to bury their dead in the streets, with official cemeteries too full or too dangerous to reach. The devastation stretching as far south as Rafah on Egypt's border, supposedly the Strip's safest area.
This place wasn't a shelter. It's just a very simple home. They got out from the rubbles, maybe more than 40 kids. They were injured.
And back here, there is resignation fallout tonight from some of the strong words about that war and its participants used at a major university, correspondent Adriana Diaz.
The president of the University of Pennsylvania resigned. Liz McGill drew criticism for her congressional testimony Tuesday when she was asked whether calls for the genocide of Jews violated her school's policies. She said it depended on the context. The presidents of Harvard and MIT are also being scrutinized for their answers.
Lots of Saturday sports news. The LA Dodgers bagged two-way baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani, 10 years, $700 million. While in college football,
on ESPN Saturday night,
let's make some history.
The most prestigious award in college football was handed out.
It is my great pleasure to announce that the 2023 Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels from Louisiana State University.
LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels began his college career at Arizona State before transferring to Baton Rouge in 2022. He's a 22-year-old from San Bernardino, California. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
And Army grabbed an early lead and fought to the last second to hold it, beating Navy 17-11. Different kind of competition, political kind, as Houston elects Democratic State Senator John Whitmire its next mayor in Texas state politics for 50 years. He beat Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last Crack. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Shadow of myself. What a shame to be sober now. I found a bombshell. some evidence, but you would not believe me if I tried. I need to get you off, I need to get me out. Well, I can't be standing here when it all goes down. I got a better deal in the shadows. I'm gonna take the wheel. Perfect, if only for a little while. I could take away the pain that makes you hide your smile. Cause I need to get you off, I need to get me out. But I can't be standing here when the lights go out. I got a better deal in the shadows. I'm gonna take the wheel.
Heavy on Civic Media, we are local music, Essential Last Crack, with a twist. That was Good Morning V and Blunderbuss, Bliss before that. I saw Good Morning V in Fort Atkinson at that, whatever that bar was in Fort Atkinson a couple years ago. Really cool band. Paul Schluter, of course, on guitars. Zach Brassington was the drummer for Good Morning V. Paul and Zach were both in studio tonight for In the Lair with Elizabeth Mary. Darren Solderholm, he was the bassist in Good Morning V. He did a European tour with Last Crack in 05 and was with the band for a short time after that. He also plays bass on the song Three Ghost off of Last Crack's latest album, The Uprising. Essential Last Crack. No show next week. It's going to actually be a replay of this show right here. But we'll have a new Essential Last Crack on December 23rd from another band from the Last Crack family tree. You got a suggestion who it might be? Let me know. And if I play your suggestion for Essential Last Crack, I'll put a prize pack together for you and get it out to you somehow. Essential Last Crack. What is your Essential Last Crack? Email me now at jimmyk@civicmedia.us. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Maxie and Kevy here on Civic Media. Original hard rock, punk, and metal until midnight. Coming up in the second hour of Heavy, we have that new one from Revolution X. We'll do some Common Threads. And a new band that I discovered last week, Still Stayer. Looking forward to that. Right now, it's brand new Heroes Lie, Light, Camera, action. It's Max and Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Go check who is online. Look at me one more time. Can't get enough. I am attention's best friend. Fear and terror fill my mirror. Ugliness is all I see. Life gets so high, and me and I'll share it all until I die. And drink all of the poison that I'm fed. We love our misery. It makes the best TV. Don't wanna look, but it's the drama we adore. Check your vital signs, I see it in your eyes. There's no escape from all the blood we love to shed.
Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
She blows on fire. are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. That's the new one from the Vanishing Kids called Midnight Children. That new album from the Vanishing Kids, ooh, it's so good. I highly recommend grabbing it. It's up on Bandcamp. You could do that now. Makes a great stocking stuffer too. Common Threads with their latest one, She's Bussin', and the Rotten Tommies in there just for good measure. Mad Rollin' Doll. How you doing, everybody? I am Jimmy K. This is Max Inc. Heavy. I've got that brand new song from Revolution X. I'm going to stop teasing it. We're going to play it next on Max Inc. Heavy.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
Today's Random Thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
If the guitarist and drummer from Cheap Trick joined the singers from Fountains of Wayne and the Bangles for an epic show, would you go? Of course you would. Joey's Song is the ultimate Battle of the Bands concert featuring those artists plus members of Portugal The Man, Soul Asylum, and more. A night of cool music, auctions, meet and greets, and more, all to benefit epilepsy research. See the entire lineup and get your tickets today at joeysong.org. That's joeysong.org.
Broth, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Guys, I'm alive!
Maxine Covey on Civic Media. We are local music. Laura Jane Grace out of Chicago, Illinois. Hole in My Head. I debuted that song last week on Maxine Covey. I've listened to it like 100 times since then. I really like that song. I like the EP too. Check it out right now. Revolution X with their brand new one, 12-gauge Remedy. We're going to get them on the air for an interview very soon. We're trying to get that scheduled with Revolution X. They got a New Year's Eve show down at the Back Bar they do every year with Left of Reason and a couple other people. It's pretty cool stuff. Revolution X, check them out on the socials. I'm Jimmy Kay. Hey, thanks for listening to Heavy tonight. Once again, no show next week. We're actually going to replay this show on the 16th. We'll be back with a brand new show on the 23rd. Can't wait for 2024. 2024 is going to be amazing here on Max Inc. Radio. You're going to be surprised and happy with the content and the surprises we have in store for you. Stick around, maxincradio.com for all the podcast and all the information. Before I get out of here tonight, we got new music for Fiberweed. We'll do some Cold Black River and Carbellion. Right now, a new band I discovered last week. I'm going to play it again this week. It's Still Stayer and their song Tunnel Vision. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Yeah!
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Ready for-
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and try some local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Shallow, strung out and left for dead. Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its seven lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. There are at least six people confirmed dead.